Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know when the first CVS store opened? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the critical role community pharmacists play in bridging the education gap and ensuring access to the COVID-19 vaccine with Chris Antipas, owner of ASTI's South Hills Pharmacy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Being a part of an independent pharmacy in a more rural area comes with a lot of obstacles for patients, such as no easy access to transportation and being in a more vulnerable population. According to Antipas, continuing to build relationships with healthcare providers, patients, and solving these critical issues is what will move pharmacies forward.
I mean, I think that COVID really brought awareness to some of the really critical services that particularly independent community pharmacies have been doing for decades. One of those is home delivery. And not just using the postal service, but actually having our employees take the medicine from the pharmacy to these communities and bring it to their front door. And, you know, what we have done at ASTI's is build relationship with the providers in these communities. We've gone to these communities, some of these underserved areas around Pittsburgh. We've built relationships with the providers, the healthcare providers, the doctors and their teams, nurses, PAs, et cetera. And we've demonstrated to them that we can solve problems faced by their community, particularly access, but also some of the other important services to help promote medication adherence. And, you know, we've been fortunate. We use a lot of the tools that we have at our disposal to do that, to take care of these patients. But when it comes down to it, having one of our people go to the front doors of these patients who may not have a pharmacy within walking distance and do that month after month after month and build a strong relationship with these patients, I think what the rest of the world realizes that that can be a really critical service when people can't access healthcare. But I would say that our pharmacy and all of our colleagues out there throughout the country have been doing this for a long time.
As independent pharmacies continue to be a main part of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution chain and are providing more vaccination sites for patients, Antipas feels there is now a greater awareness of what these kinds of pharmacies have been doing to help the healthcare ecosystem as a whole.
I mean, I can think of a handful of pharmacies here in Pittsburgh, independent pharmacies, St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, out in Eastern PA, Central PA. I know, you know, many of my pharmacy owner colleagues have stepped up and really come through to help their communities in times of need. And fortunately, I think we've had the stage is ours. And I think that whether it's legislators, employers, you name it, various stakeholders are realizing, wow, pharmacists have these touch points into the community that really no other providers have. They have scalability. They collaborate. Like we have, through the Pennsylvania Pharmacists Association, I'm a board member, and through the Pennsylvania Pharmacist Care Network, which is our the Pennsylvania chapter of CPESN, we're on weekly calls, in some cases more often than weekly, talking about best practices. And that, I think, is another unique attribute of pharmacies, that we are talking and working with each other very collaboratively to deliver best practices in real time. And fortunately, we had our opportunity to shine. We've demonstrated that success. And the hope is that those other stakeholders will not just recognize, but also take action to further validate our role as a healthcare provider, whether that be provider status or you know, being compensated for clinical services. I think that this was the momentum generator that we needed to be able to achieve some of those goals.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Ashley Finnamore for her work on the front lines at Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. In addition to her long hours, Finnamore is always ready to help her colleagues. Like many pharmacists and healthcare providers, Finnamore has been limiting her use of personal protective equipment and reusing the same mask for a week. According to her colleagues, Finnamore's face has shown the marks of wearing tight masks day in and day out, and her hard work deserves to be recognized. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. In terms of being independent in a pandemic, Antipas is proud of being a part of an organization that puts taking care of their community as a main objective.
You know, there are so many great pharmacists that work for large chains. I think that the difference is the culture and the objective of the organization. At ASTES, our objective is to take care of our community, which is why if you walk into my pharmacy, despite the fact that we might be filling 1,000 prescriptions that day, we appear to be overstaffed. We're overstaffed because we need people to take care of our patients. Whereas when you walk into one of these major box chains like a CVS, I mean, you're lucky to find an employee there to help you. They're cutting their costs and they're doing so by reducing the number of staff because that increases their profit margins. Whereas we as independents, we typically tend to have way more staff. And as a result, we can respond to circumstances more acutely. Right now, what we're facing is we have a lot of folks have been vaccinated, but there's this group of individuals out there in both underserved and otherwise other communities that are homebound, that can't get out. And who is going to help get those individuals vaccinated? It's certainly not going to be CVS or another major chain. Those phone calls are coming to our pharmacy and they're coming to many other independent pharmacies. And we are the ones that are going to be stepping up to the plate.
For the future of independent pharmacies, he sees a future of independent community pharmacies that are no longer reliant upon margin of buying products and selling products.
Right now, that's how our industry survives. And we're doing the best we can trying to manage that. I don't need to tell you, we see it throughout the industry that pharmacies are consistently being paid less than what they paid for the drug. And that is a recipe for disaster. That is a one-way ticket to bankruptcy. And we can't continue down that path and hope to survive. We've demonstrated now that we are of unique value to the marketplace. And I believe these other stakeholders are sitting back and saying, hey, we need to ensure that these pharmacies stick around because they're playing a very critical role in delivering healthcare. And my vision of the future is one where, like with CPESN or like with other tools, there are some incredible technology tools out there that are allowing and enabling pharmacists to really engage with patients and modify their behavior. Several come to mind. And, you know, we are in a position to influence clinical outcomes.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The first CVS store opened in 1963. The first CVS store selling health and beauty products opened in 1963 in Lowell, Massachusetts, by Stanley and Sidney Goldstein and Ralph Hoagland. The original store logo would not be developed until 1964. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.